I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of one man's journey to the priesthood, which includes an ESPN headline at the height of Lynn's sanity. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Don Larson died this week at the age of 90. Larson is the only person to pitch a perfect World Series game. He did that with the Yankees in 1956. How will you remember him?
You know, this was a famous thing that happened. I was 3 years old when this happened. I don't remember it happening, but it was something everybody talked about.
You know, possibly my favorite thing about Larson's story is that he never won more than 11 games in a season, but still he holds a major league record that can never be broken. It can only be matched. It kind of makes us all feel like we can have that moment of greatness, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hesitate out of respect to call it a fluke, but that's what it seems like.
Broadcaster Kevin Harlan is having quite a big NFL season. First came the black cat call, who can forget that? And then on Sunday, Harlan was calling the Chiefs-Chargers game when suddenly this happened.
Touchdown, Miami! The Dolphins have just scored!
I'm getting confused. What game are you calling?
I'm calling both games!
Epic, don't you think?
I thought that was great. Kevin Harlan is really bad. He's had a breakthrough season. If anybody in the NFL has had a breakthrough season, it's Kevin Harlan.
So, as you know, the Patriots lost that game to the lowly Dolphins, and they lost their first round bye for the playoffs. Are you finally ready to admit that the Brady era in New England might be over?
Maybe the run of championships is. I'm less sure about whether Brady will finish his career here. I still think he probably will.
I suppose we knew it would happen eventually. Ole Miss has hired former Maryland head football coach DJ Durkin as an assistant. In a statement, the school said they were assured of Durkin's strong character and work ethic and, quote, positive impact on the communities and institutions where he was previously employed. Funny, that's not how I remember Durkin's time at Maryland. You?
And that's not the way Maryland remembers it either. He's being hired to work under Lane Kiffin, who Ole Miss hired as its head coach. And it's starting to look to me like they're just begging for the NCAA to set up shop in Oxford again.
We should remind listeners that 19-year-old lineman Jordan McNair died of heat stroke while Durkin was head coach at Maryland. An ESPN report called the culture there toxic.
There's a lot of things DJ Durkin can do, but he should never be in any kind of supervisory position over young people ever again.
Yeah. You called it, Charlie. Carmelo Anthony seems to be fitting right in with the Portland Trailblazers, and he proved it on Wednesday night against his old team, the New York Knicks. 26 points and an ovation from the crowd at Madison Square Garden. Not bad, eh?
Yeah, he's looking to be a New York legend. That's what I've never been really a Carmelo basher.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that of the people he came into the league with, which are basically LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, he's always going to be the third wheel. He's never going to be recognized as the player they were because he wasn't the player they were. But he's a very good basketball player. If he wants to be, you know, warmly received in New York, that's fine.
If you believe the headlines, Zion Williamson's return to the NBA is imminent. Of course, these headlines came after Zion had participated in just one full practice after knee surgery, and Zion is reportedly not traveling with the team this weekend. So maybe we need to remind the headline writers of the definition of the word imminent?
Either that or we need to remind Zion that he's still got a lot of work to do. There's absolutely no reason to believe he'll be back before the All-Star game.
I mean, we can't really blame Pelicans beat writers for getting excited about a possible return. It's not like they have anything else to hope for. I'm going to get letters about that, aren't I?
You are, yeah. But they'll all be written in French, so you won't have to worry about it.
Taco Fall is sixth in initial All-Star voting for the Eastern Conference front court. The 7'5" center has played just 11 minutes for the Celtics this season and averaged 4.2 points and 2.3 rebounds. Those aren't exactly All-Star numbers, are they?
No, but I mean, this is people wanting to see the guy, and I can't blame them. But judging from what I know from I actually was at the tournament where his college team played last year. If he were somehow to, like, make the roster, he wouldn't take the spot. Mm. He's a very smart, very dignified young man. And I think he'll show up and everybody will flock around him. But I don't think he'd take the spot on the roster.
And finally, Charlie, 3 months after the Cubs fired Joe Maddon, the Wrigleyville restaurant that bears his name has closed. Patrons in that part of Chicago are known for being a touch inebriated. Do you think it took them this long to notice that Maddon wasn't there anymore?
That's a very, very good question, but I suspect that particular locale will stay vacant for about 11 minutes. Having been to Wrigleyville, I know that prime saloon locations don't go vacant for very long.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
Only a Game listeners, are you still looking for a New Year's resolution? Well, I've got an idea for you. Commit to never missing an episode of Only a Game. What's the best way to do that? Subscribe to the Only a Game podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.